President Obama announced plans this morning to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay, the detention facility that houses alleged enemy combatants and terrorists.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit.
The president's plan faces an uphill battle in Congress, where the prevailing belief is that closing a facility would free people who could potentially pose security threats to the United States.
Joining us now to discuss the president's plan and how it'll fare in Washington is Jeremy Suri. He's the Mack Brown Distinguished Professor for Global Leadership, History, and Public Policy at the University of Texas at Austin. Jeremy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on. My pleasure.
Well, President Obama came into office. He ran on the idea of closing Guantanamo. He's tried on and off over the last 7 years and a couple months to do it. It hasn't happened. Is there anything different now, anything different about this plan that makes it look like it's going to close before he leaves office?
Well, there are two things that are slightly different. There are fewer detainees now in Guantanamo than there were before. There were as many as 500 or even more than that at one point. They're now about 91, so it's a slightly smaller number. And second, he is in his last year as president, and on the one hand, that reduces his leverage. On the other hand, it means he doesn't have to be concerned about seeking his own reelection anymore. And if this is something he really cares about, even if there are high political costs, he might be willing to pay them right now.
Right. There are different groups of detainees still at Guantanamo. Some, in theory, could be sent back to different countries. Some can't, though, and the thought is they would come to facilities on the mainland United States. Congress has said no, specifically in their Defense Department authorization. They said, no, you can't do that. Can he do that with an executive action, as some people have said, as commander-in-chief?
Well, there's a debate about that. Clearly, it's not what he would prefer to do, nor would it be the preferred move for anyone, I think, because it would be better not to have a conflict between the executive and Congress over whose authority should be in power here. But we're already in that space. This conflict precedes this particular issue. The president is commander-in-chief, and traditionally, the commander-in-chief has the legal authority to oversee enemy noncombatants. That's the situation we're in right here, and that is actually the basis upon which the Bush administration initially brought these detainees to Guantanamo. They were initially brought there under the authority the president had to deal with enemy combatants and noncombatants. And so the question here now is whether that authority allows the president, in defiance of Congress, to under his authority as commander-in-chief, to move these detainees into the United States. And I don't think there's a clear determination there. I think the Supreme Court would have to make that decision, and we know that that's problematic right now, too.
Before we get more into those details, let's talk about Guantanamo as a symbol. The president, we just heard, saying this is the continued existence of Guantanamo, the presence of detainees there, is propaganda value for international terrorists. We hurt ourselves more by having it than we would by getting rid of it. Do you think he's on the right track?
Well, I think he is in two levels that he discussed today, Rob. First, there's no doubt that Guantanamo is excellent propaganda value for our opponents, whether they include terrorist organizations or individuals like Vladimir Putin. It shows that in many ways we're not living up to the values we claim to live up to and the values we expect other countries to live up to in the treatment of individuals, in the use of due process under the law, in basic fairness. We've held for 15 years many of these people without officially charging them or giving them a trial. So that's one way. There's a propaganda problem. But second, I do think it also hurts us because we are trying to not only attract friends around the world, we are trying to, in this region of the world, and trying to build goodwill for what we're doing. And it's not just the propaganda value that's a problem for us. It's actually the challenge to the way our law, our rule of law, operates. And I think President Obama believes that at home and abroad, we are not standing up for the values that we wish to stand up for, and we should live those values for our own purposes, not just for propaganda purposes.
On the other hand, people are saying, hey, there's risk here. If you send detainees back to their home country, they might again take up arms, or for the first time in some cases take up arms against the United States. If they're in prisons on United States soil, that's a risk. That's maybe a terrorist target, some kind of propaganda value to attacking, trying to free them. So is there a risk involved in closing Guantanamo, relocating those remaining detainees?
I don't think so, no. I don't think that's actually a fair argument. I think that we have great experience in our country in holding and adjudicating individuals who are high-value targets, who are dangerous, who could both be a problem if they escaped and who would attract the attention of people who might want to use the facilities where they're being held as targets. You don't have to be an international terrorist. You could be a leader of a mafia organization, an organized crime unit of one kind or another. We've dealt with this before. We've had trials for dangerous people. We've held them, and we haven't had major problems. I don't think this is something that's outside of the range of our capabilities, nor is it outside of the range of our experience.
We're talking about President Obama's call today to close the Guantanamo Bay prison. We're talking to Jeremy Suri from the University of Texas at Austin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should Guantanamo be closed? Should some of the detainees there be moved to prisons here in the United States? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll continue this conversation in just a few moments.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're continuing our discussion now about President Obama's plan to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. Joining us is Jeremy Suri. He is Mack Brown Distinguished Professor for Global Leadership, History, and Public Policy at the University of Texas, Austin. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. Is it time to close Guantanamo, relocate the detainees there, or do we need it? Do we need to expand it, as some Republican presidential candidates are saying? 800-642-1234. Jeremy, it seems like this is going to be a hard sell for the president to Congress. Senator John McCain, former presidential candidate, has said, yeah, he supports closing Guantanamo, but he says this plan from the president is flimsy. He doesn't think it answers the questions that Congress has raised in the past. If he's not on board, is anybody going to be?
Well, I don't think President Obama is going to get a lot of initial support from Republicans for the same reason he's not going to get initial support for a nominee to the Supreme Court. They want to oppose everything he does. But I also don't think that most Americans are happy with things in Guantanamo and want that to go on forever. I think the average American would like to see Guantanamo closed as well. And I think if we can show that of these the small number, the 91 remaining detainees, that we can get a large number of countries to take most of them, and then we can bring the small number to the United States and show Americans that they can be held safely, I think a case can be made. I'm not sure one can get support from Congress, but the president is trying to argue that it will save money, too, and that might actually pull a few votes. All he needs is a few Republicans to be willing to go along with this, or he can issue an executive order and say that he's actually following the will of the American people, even if the Republicans in Congress won't allow that. If he can show that there's a strong public opinion, strong support from the public to move the detainees, the few remaining detainees to the United States, he might then have some justification for issuing an executive order.
Is the core problem here that there's still a gray area, still maybe unresolved, that we have people that we've captured? They're not wearing a uniform of an enemy state. They're not in an army as traditionally defined, yet they mean harm to the United States. And we don't know exactly whether that's a criminal, illegal, an act of war situation. It's just, as I said, a gray area.
Well, I do think that's all true, Rob. It is a gray area, but I don't actually think that's what this issue is about anymore. This is actually a classic issue of the vestiges and the elements and legacies of a war that we're dealing with 15 years after the fact. We put these detainees in Guantanamo because it was expedient at the time, and now we don't want them to be in Guantanamo, but we don't want them in our country either, because some of them, we're convinced, are really bad guys, and I'm sure some of them really are. And we don't want them in the United States, and we don't want them in Guantanamo. We don't know what to do with them. So they're a legacy problem. And there is the question over whether they're combatants or not combatants, which law should apply to them. But I think that's actually a secondary issue, because President Obama is simply proposing right now to bring them to the United States, not even to subject them to traditional American legal procedure. So we're dealing with a legacy. We have these people held somewhere. We don't know where to put them, and we don't want to bring them here. And that's the problem.
We're going to call her now. We've got Fred on the line in Sheboygan. Fred, hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
But go ahead, Fred.
Oh, yes. I strongly, as a veteran, I'm a disabled veteran from the Vietnam era, and I strongly disagree with closing Guantanamo Bay. That's a military base for military prisoners, and really, military prisoners are just that. They're not, you know, they're not to be governed by attorneys. They don't belong in jails, and they certainly don't have the rights of a citizen and the right to be represented by a lawyer. This stuff is all new. Seems like things have evolved over the last few years to paint a rosy picture on everything. But most of these guys would kill you with a smile on their face, and I don't understand where the public's coming from, or especially the president of our United States, who sees all of our men come home and after serving to protect our country and turn those people our animals.
Fred, thanks for the call. So public opinion, some goes the other way. Jeremy, there are people who still say, no, don't remove the detainees from Guantanamo. It's the appropriate place for, Fred says, military prisoners.
Well, I first of all, I respect Fred's service and understand where he's coming from, but I respectfully disagree on two counts. We have a long tradition of running military prisons. All modern militaries do that. Military prisons are designed to be temporary locations. They're not designed to be long-term incarceration facilities, and they're certainly not supposed to be adjudicating difficult judgments over guilt and innocence. They are simply designed to hold people who are an imminent threat. We have been holding these individuals who are in Guantanamo for 15 years. There's no way to define that as anything but long-term incarceration, and that's not what military prisons have ever done in our society or in most other modern societies. The equivalent would be the Gulag in the Soviet Union, and we shouldn't be running gulags. Second point where I disagree with Fred respectfully is that we don't know if all 91 of those who are remaining are the cold-blooded killers he claims they are. I don't know how he knows that because we don't really know much about these people. There might be some. I'm sure there are some like that, but there might be some who we're holding who are not that bad. We've made a mistake. Or maybe they're no longer a threat. Maybe they were. That's why we have a criminal justice system. That's why we have a system for adjudication. It's not for us to make that judgment and to call them animals without knowing who they are. That's unfair, and that actually does a disservice. That was my second point before, to our own system of justice. It's not just about propaganda. It's about what kind of justice system do we want in a society that's supposed to be a democracy.
We'll leave it there for now. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We've been talking to Jeremy Suri. He's Mack Brown Distinguished Professor for Global Leadership, History, and Public Policy at the University of Texas at Austin. We've been talking about President Obama's plans to close the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay.